when one was with Prabhupada, when your heart was not attuned with his heart, it was so disturbing, because he was a, it's like with Prabhupada, it was like this huge blazing fire of Krishna conscious desire. So you can imagine, if you are ice and you're getting close to a huge blazing fire, there's an incompatibility. And it was so disturbing. You really felt like you had no place. And what one had to do is surrender and become assimilated by this great powerful fire, in attune with it, which meant preaching, which meant and in Prabhupada's becoming part of Prabhupada's extremely powerful plan to preach. And one had to be unselfish. And of course, as our Dadu in Vrindavan used to say, who passed away last year, he used to say, "I am the worst kind of fish, a selfish." Thank you. Sri Radha Raman, and then we'll go onward. For internal absorption, only a fool will focus his attention on the externals, the wrapper, forgetting the contents inside. How do the contents inside taste? Sweet, like honey. Just look at Giriraj with the sun and our own little Govardhan Hill over here. That's very sweet, very sweet. And Giriraj is always here. Have you noticed that when you come, he's here waiting? Someone we can rely on to be very kind and merciful. Om Agyanatamilandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksu Samilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Rudhay Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabhandantikam Vanshikapa Tubhyascha Kripasindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. This is our fourth class in the series, speaking about Rupa Goswami's meeting with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya, for the second instructive time, actually the third meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first occurred in Ramakeli, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attempting to go to Vrindavan. Instead, he went to Ramakeli first. First, he said he wanted to offer his respects to his mother, his two mothers, Mother Sachi and Mother Ganga. And then he went to Ramakeli, and there in ecstasy, he spent days in an internal mood without coming out. And then Rupa and Sanatan came to see him in a very humble way. And Mahaprabhu blessed them. And very quickly they joined his preaching Sankirtan movement as his instrument. Then when Rupa Goswami left, he met the Lord in Prayag, Allahabad. Then he went to Vrindavan. Then he returned to Benares, went to Bengal, and then came to Jagannath Puri when Mahaprabhu had just returned to Puri. And then when Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, all the Vaishnavas from Bengal were so happy because they would have a chance to see him again. And indeed, they went, all traveling together, under the care of Sivananda Sen, who somehow became attached to a dog who had basically no good qualities. But at my initiation, Prabhupada told me that This is like a dog collar. And a dog has one good quality, and that is his loyalty to his master. Since then, especially living in Vrindavan, I have studied very deeply the qualities and characteristics of dogs and monkeys too. One day I shall write a book on monkeys. But about dogs, I've seen they're horrible creatures. They're always fighting, doing this and this, and they're dirty, they sleep, and when they're not sleeping, they're fighting. These are the basic two things that they do. And they sleep and they fight for some time, and then they go back to sleep again and they fight. But they are very loyal. Very loyal. And I have seen that when you don't feed the dog who is outside, they don't go away. But I was happy to notice that sometimes they complain a lot. They come to the door and they go, and they complain when they're hungry, but they don't go away. So I decided I'm allowed to complain sometimes, but I can't go away after studying deeply the characteristics of dogs. I don't know if this is the right time to describe monkeys too, but I shall say a few things about monkeys. Oh, they're also horrible. I don't want to be a dog or a monkey again. So much suffering. The monkeys have families, big families, and that family is required for their protection. But when they're not fighting with some outside family, they're just fighting amongst each other, like most families. And they fight and fight, and that you can see their faces are ripped from all their fighting, their tails, and oh, they suffer continuously, and the fleas, they suffer and suffer. But I see also that when they fight and you disturb them, or they disturb you and you fight with them a little bit, they forget it very quickly. They let it go. Very quickly. And I decided that was a wonderful quality of a monkey. And the second wonderful quality of a monkey is that when the little ones in their family, if they perceive that they're attacked in some way, the whole family comes to protect them. Everyone comes, especially those ones who look like they've been in the gym working out like that. They especially come, but everyone comes. So to become somehow accepted as one of the party of a Vaishnava is so exalted. Vaishnava is so fortunate, and that will override all the inadequacies that we have in our journey back to Godhead, as the dog was by the mercy of Shivananda Sen, and then the mercy of Mahaprabhu, then he went back to Godhead. Then we saw the humility of Thakur Haridas, actually thinking himself so fallen, but being the most loyal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sri Rupa, and indeed Mahaprabhu always fed them, which in the metaphorical aspect of our story, he took care of them fully, took care of them fully. They were so humble, because before we can be dependent on another, we have to give up our pride, and we have to become humble. We have to surrender. And then Rupa Goswami was ordered to take his drama and divide it into two parts. Mahaprabhu confirmed that order, which was originally given by Satyabhauma in Katak, outside of Katak. And then Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, had written a verse, that Priyosyam verse, after the Lord's own, and he had understood the Lord's heart. because Mahaprabhu had Shakti Sanchila had empowered him. And indeed, this is the only way, practically speaking, that we can attain heights in devotional service. We have to gain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of the Vaishnavas, actually. Indeed, in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Sarvadamam Prityajam Mamekam Sharanam Brajaham Tvameva Papebhyo Mokshachami Masuchaha, that Krishna says, don't worry, you surrender to me and I will protect you. Masucha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur reveals the mind of Krishna, and he says, in this specific case, I am making an exception to my rule. My rule is that to get my special mercy, that will only come through the mercy of Vaishnava. But in this specific case, I am giving you my mercy directly. So it's such an important rule that we should accept this is Krishna's desire and this is how to please him. So Rupa Goswami had understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, means the heart, what was his internal mood, which is very difficult to do. You have to know someone so intimately, they have to let you into their confidence before they tell you what's really in their heart. That means there has to be trust of the person, love and trust. So Mahaprabhu had found Rupa Goswami a suitable person because of the depth of his devotion and character to bestow his mercy on him, because of he was a person who could be trusted with it, who would not exploit it and take any percentage for himself. And all of a sudden, in the middle of some service, say, hello everyone, it's me, just remember who's here doing this, it's me, remember. But the devotee, who they just want everything to go to the beloved. Everything, Prabhupada would say, if I have any credit, is that I have acted as a servant, full faith in the order of my spiritual master. He said, once he was walking by Victoria Memorial in Calcutta, no, wrong story. But he said, I always feel the presence of my spiritual master with me. Otherwise, how could I go on? Because Prabhupada was challenging the whole world. So such a trustworthy servant of his spiritual master on all levels. So Rupa Goswami was so trustworthy, he was empowered. And we will have to be completely trustworthy, completely surrendered, for us to enter into the highest, most subtle realm. Because this is the most subtle. The heavenly planets are more subtle than the earth. That means that the enjoyment is finer and more wonderful. And then the Janaloka, Tapaloka, Mahaloka and Brahmala, also subtle. It's not gross like this world. The pleasure is on the most subtle level. What to speak of in the spiritual world, everything in Goloka Vrindavan is completely the most subtle of pleasures on the spiritual energy level, based on the pleasure of Krishna. So then Rupa Goswami read a wonderful verse that removes all lamentation and bestows happiness. He read that to Mahaprabhu, or Mahaprabhu heard it, that Tundavali, the verse glorifying the holy name, and Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur were ecstatic to hear of the independent nature of Krishna's holy name, that he, when chanted properly, or we could say when actually chanted, he takes up his independent nature and acts in full ecstasy within the consciousness, within the heart, of the chanter, the one who is chanting, making that person desire millions of tongues and millions of ears and millions of bodies, etc. So then Mahaprabhu took those verses, and with them he took his intimate devotees Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, who were great scholars, and recited those verses to them, and then glorified Rupa Goswami Parikshita to examine them, to test them, to see if there was any traces of false ego within their consciousness. Because if there is false ego, specifically envy, how could we actually enter into the proper mood in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, where there is no envy? Because everything and everyone, there is one center, and that center is Krishna, Krishna's pleasure. Of course, Krishna has his system of getting pleasure, Srimati Radharani and the other Brijvasis, but Krishna is the Lila Purushottam. He is the supreme enjoyer. So, that verse, Vritasya Pashati Gurunapi Naparara, telling the nature of Krishna's consciousness, the gentle, pure characteristics of Krishna, explains very clearly that if we want to be close to Krishna, we have to attain those qualities. Selena, Nirmalamati Purushottamo Yam, we have to have those pure Nirmal qualities with no faults at all. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness, the process of aligning our consciousness in two ways, by removing all the impurities, and second, because the first is necessary but not sufficient, then we have to become lovers of Krishna. Removal of impurities, but then become lovers of Krishna too. The positive, removing the negative and becoming immersed in the positive in an extreme way. In an extreme way, completely colored, our everything colored by the bhav of love for Krishna, by prema bhakti. And the methodologies to do this, the first one, the prime one, is the holy name, which was mentioned by a verse. And then when Ramananda Roy especially appreciated all the verses that Rupa Goswami had composed. It takes a great author to appreciate the fine writing of another author. So Rupa Goswami was appreciated by a great author and devotee, Ramananda Roy. So that is a proper glorification. That's also why when we say the Prema Dhwani prayers, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajakacharya, it's the most senior devotees who say it, not the junior ones, because the seniors are supposed to, their vision is finer. So when they glorify, that's a greater glorification than when someone who is much far junior glorifies. Because if someone young has a hero, their hero, because of their possible lack of discrimination, may not truly be a hero at all. So that's actually said, that point. The teachers, Sandana Mok of Prahlad Maharaj, when Prahlad was glorifying Krishna, they told Hiranyakashipu, when a child praises something or criticizes something, both have no meaning. Because in 5 minutes they'll forget and move on to something else. But when an exalted person, when a great, great scientist glorifies another scientist, then we can understand that other scientist must really be something. So Ramananda Roy glorified the poetic works of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Rupa Goswami. And that showed on one hand that there was no envy within in his heart, and he had passed very easily the test of Mahaprabhu teaching us our proper activities too. But then also in the verses that Rupa Goswami had described, the path of Sri Rupa, the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and leading to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described too. The humility, the lack of envy in the heart, the chanting of the holy names, and that Siddhanam Chandranam verse talked about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, such an important element on the path of devotional service for advancement. And this verse I found so meaningful. I've rearranged the words a little bit just so that the logic becomes more apparent. But it is, the pastimes of Krishna are so sweet, they will end, they are compared to shikarini, a very tasty drink, and more wonderful than the nectar produced on the moon, more wonderful than celestial nectar. Why? Because they are imbued with the dealings between of Srimati Radharani and her associates with Krishna. So they are so sweet, the subtlest and finest of sweetness. So they are so sweet, they will end material existence by their overpowering and supplanting material desires with spiritual desires. If one has param drishtvanavartite, a higher taste, the lower taste is easy to give up. So the pastimes of Krishna, the pastimes that are in the Bhagavatam, are full of this higher taste. And that will remove, because if we try to remove our material desires, just get rid of it, just like Devahuti asked the question to her son, Kapiladev, she said, I'll rephrase it into simple words. She said, I feel that if I get rid of all the material parts of myself, all my anartas, that there'll be nothing left. And Prabhupada comments about that. This is a Buddhistic way of thinking. But yet, if I got rid of all my bad habits and all my materialistic motivations for doing things and everything that's tinged with matter, I would feel that I wouldn't exist anymore, because that's all I know, practically speaking. So how we can't give up everything, until we have, there's something that we have a taste for that's so deep that we want this so much that we're ready to do anything, everything, without a second thought to get it. So therefore, our path is usually we take a step forward, then we understand that the impediments on our way, and then we remove some impediments, hopefully, or we move back towards them, or we remove some impediments, then we move forward, and then our taste increases, then we look back and see all the materialism that has invaded and taken over the capital of our existence, our heart, then we clean a little bit, and then we move forward like this. So as our consciousness becomes more aware of things, and as we clean, we move forward. So it's a gradual process of moving forward in that way. And then as we move forward, our taste increases. We want this. We don't want that. We may have material desires in our heart, but we don't want to cultivate that. We lament that. We lament the activities that entangle us further, that we have performed in the past, that have brought us to this state now. And as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained in Prabhupada's purport in the second chapter of the 10th canto that we read about the birth of Lord Krishna, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained, what will happen is that we will gain a proper fear of material existence and a proper fear of engaging in material activities, because just like it's intelligent, if we have the experience of touching fire, we have a proper, healthy fear and care when touching fire. I don't want this material tendency that is so strong in me to enjoy the material world, to become angry, to become this, to become full of lust, to become greedy. I don't want these things to take over my consciousness anymore, because it's going to get in the way of what I really want and the taste that I really have. I don't want to put even a television in front of my eyes, because we heard something very, very powerful and wonderful that the material desires enter our hearts, our consciousness, through our ears, in the same way that spiritual desires enter our consciousness. So I'm very careful what I put in front of my eyes and in my ears. And then I see how the materialistic so-called civilization, as Prabhupada would always call it, so-called civilization, is so determined to fill my consciousness with anartas, unwanted desires, things that I don't really need, that my materialistic mind will hold on to, but I don't really need them, and that counter to my true welfare. And materialistic civilization is determined to place everything right in my consciousness and empty my pockets at the same time while getting it. So then I understand, how am I going to survive without the association of devotees? Despite the fact that devotees may be have all those characteristics that really disturb me or something like that, but then we realize I need the association of devotees. Otherwise, as Prabhupada once told me in Hong Kong, I remember it all too clearly, he said, if you don't make friendship with the devotees, because we are social by nature, then we will be forced to make friendship with non-devotees. And then we will not be able to follow the principles. That's what he said. He was very grave, very grave. So the pastimes of Krishna, this is where we ended yesterday, hearing that wonderful verse of Sri Rupa's, glorifying. Could you just play that verse? Sudanam chandranam api madurimam madad damadi damani. And then also I see what a precarious position I'm in, because I have taste for so many things that have proved to burn me and cause me suffering, and yet I have taste for them. And they sit in my heart, these desires. Purva sanskars, previous impressions. When Ajamil is left free, saved by the Vishnu Dutas, he laments his previous activities, because they have caused these samskaras in the heart. And Prabhupada said, this is very healthy in his purport. This kind of lamentation and some fear, let me not do this again, and it causes humility, which ultimately is none different from prema, and attracts Krishna's mercy. Sudanam chandranam. Chandrinam, api madurimam madhamani, May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all unwanted desires. The pastimes of the personality of Godhead are like shikharini, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance, subtle, a fragrance, not even a taste, the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Then, after hearing that verse, Ramananda Roy said, "Now please recite the description of the glories of your worshipable deity." This has to be done next. The deity has to be praised. By his blessings and grace, the poetic writing can be successful. But Rupa Goswami, however, hesitated due to embarrassment, because his worshipable deity was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing right before him, was sitting right before him. The Lord, however, not, quote, being conscious of why Rupa Goswami was hesitating, encouraged Rupa, saying, "Why are you embarrassed? You should recite it so the devotees can hear the good fruit of your writing." But when Rupa Goswami recited this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved of it, because it described his personal glories. He expressed the opinion that it was an exaggerated explanation. This was the verse. This is the verse. Please, again. Everyone, Satchinandana. Please say it again. Sing it again. Anarpita charim chira charunayavakina kala samarbhaitu munna sajvalara sansa bhakti shiram hari purata sundara jitika dhamma sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachi nandana Sachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated. This is Rupa Goswami's blessing upon everyone who hears it. May he be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent, effulgently colored with the radiant color of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. What is that? The most elevated Unnata Ujram Rasam, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow, the rasa, the taste, the flavor of conjugal love, Madhurya Rasa, in a very special way. Anarpitam Chiram Charat Krunaya, by his mercy, he's doing something that he has not done for a very long time. And he's come avatuno as the Kali Yuga avatar, Kalo, Samapayitum, to give this Unnata Ujram Rasam. He has descended in the age of Kali. Unnata means the topmost elevated Ujala. Ujala means brightly burning, effulgent rasa, which is, this is Madhurya Rasa. In Swabhakti, the Sriyam, the treasure of his own service, because he is Krishna, Radha Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So the Supreme Lord Hari, Hari Purata Sundara, like gold. Have you ever seen molten gold? Raise a hand if you have ever seen molten gold. I went to the Perth Mint just to find out what it looked like, because they melt it there and they have a tour. And it's actually incredible. It's somewhere between material and spiritual, the way it looks. Of course, it's material, but it's so effulgent and golden. It emits such an effulgence, golden effulgence. It was quite astounding to see. And this is Mahaprabhu's complexion. This is Srimati Radharani's complexion. Of course it isn't, because nothing in the material world can add up to elements of the spiritual world. But this is Chandra Shaka Nyaya. This gives us an idea. If this is so wonderful, just imagine. Times it by a billion in wonder. A trillion, it can't add up. A quadrillion, it can't add up. But yet it is so wonderful. And not of this world, not ordinary. So Mahaprabhu was effulgent in bestowing this Unnata Ujra Rasam, and that no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Here is Prabhupada's purport. This verse, the second verse of Vidagna Madhava, also appears in Adilila 1.4 and 3.4, two times, and here again it's appearing. In his commentary on Vidagna Madhava, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks, and there's a Sanskrit, Mahaprabhu Sportim Vinahari Lila Rasas Asvadana Upapatir Iti Bhava. Without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Vayujmakam Ridaya Rupa Guhayam Satchinandano Hari Pakshe Singha Spurato. This is what Rupa Goswami said. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of our material desires, may he be awakened within everyone's heart. For by his merciful blessings, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. So here, in this verse, the next and perhaps the major step on the path of Sri Rupa to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Braja, to this most elevated service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna that permeates everything and everywhere in Braja, that sweetness that is so perceptible when you driving, say, from Delhi. We get off the airplane in Delhi, and then we get in the car, and there we are in Delhi, and then we go through Faridabad, and then suddenly you start moving towards Braj, and there's a sweetness that's there that you remember. Oh, yes. Oh, Vrindavan. Yes. And there I am somewhere else in the world and not in touch with that fragrance. Fragrance is such a nice way to describe it. It's not a fragrance, but it's so subtle, a sweetness that permeates. It's so thick sometimes that you can, like when the dumb, when we're so close to Kiriraj, you can go alone by Kiriraj, or something, anything can manifest it by the mercy of Krishna. Very, very special. And Mahaprabhu, this is why Vrindavan is so special, because Srimati Radharani is Vrindavanishwari. And everything is permeated in Braja by the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, especially Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So wonderful. And Mahaprabhu is giving the most wonderful thing in Kali Yuga. So, by placing Mahaprabhu, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying, and quoting Rupa Goswami, by somehow, if we can place Mahaprabhu in our hearts, all the lion of Mahaprabhu will kill the big elephants that are trampling around in our heart and in Kali Yuga and causing so much trouble, and they appear to be as difficult to control as elephants. Mad elephants, angry elephants, lusty elephants, greedy elephants. But the lion of Mahaprabhu can cleanse them from the heart and kill them and kill aparads, offenses. So here, and we know the verse very well that also comes from the lotus mouth of Rupa Goswami, Namo Maha Maranaya Prema Pradayate Snaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gora Twishenama. They're offering obeisances to the most munificent incarnation, Namo Mahabhadanaya, most generous, because he's Krishna Prema Pradayate, he's giving Krishna Prema, Krishnaya, he's Krishna, but with the name Krishna Chaitanya Namane. Gaura Twishenama, whose complexion is the Gaura, the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. To him we offer obeisances. But now I will tell you something personal and somewhat embarrassing, especially at this time. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but now I've gone too far. That sometimes I think it's so difficult for me to be a real, real devotee, then why is Mahaprabhu, why doesn't he just like give it to me? Like if someone was, I'm thinking that if someone wants to make me a millionaire or a billionaire, most merciful is to say, just here, take it, you don't have to do anything. So that's the kind of mercy I tend to want, so I don't have to do anything. Which means I'm not going to end up very trustworthy with the $1 billion that I'm given. I'll just, you know, just waste it. But I don't usually think of that part, that I'm not qualified and I can't really achieve it because my heart isn't quite proper at this point. But when I was preparing for this class, I decided to do some more research to try to understand how Mahaprabhu is so merciful. We know he's merciful that he's giving the highest thing to those in Kali Yuga. Now, Is there anything more than that? Please listen to this, this most astounding, very, very 1 minute and 20 seconds of a lecture. And I'll give you a little background of this lecture, that Srila Prabhupada's going to say something. And Bajrabihari Prabhu kindly gave me this yesterday. And I was thinking, should I use it or not? Should I play it for the devotees? But then I understood, yes. Because there is something, there's many things important in it, but there's something that really shows how Mahaprabhu is merciful. Because to go to Vrindavan, our heart has to open completely. We have to surrender so fully to give ourselves to Krishna. From the very core of our heart, we have to surrender to be in Vrindavan. Keep that in mind. Now, Prabhupada, this was, I can't remember the exact year, maybe 1973. Prabhupada had just come from a tour where he went to South America. And he saw, remember, this was only 5 years after Prabhupada, or 7 years rather, five, six, 7 years or so after Prabhupada had arrived in the United States with nothing. We know, everyone knows this, the amazing story of Prabhupada and how he came with nothing. And by his powerful, powerful, I would have to say, manifestation of Braja in his heart, the sweetness of Braja, it attracted everyone. So attractive. You wanted what he had. You wanted to be with him because he had Braja in his heart. And his worshipable deity, of course, was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and everyone. But so only a few years ago, Prabhupada had come to the United States, and then now a few years later he was traveling in South America, and there was a temple in Venezuela and a temple here and a temple there. So he had gone a tour and visited quite a few of the temples in one part of the world, and then he went to Atlanta, which is in the United States. In Georgia, in the United States, and he went to his temple there, the temple there. And the deities in Atlanta, has anyone been to the Atlanta temple? No one. I've been one time, I think. But the deities are very wonderful Gornitai. So Prabhupada, seeing how he had come with nothing as a servant of his Guru Maharaj, of begging the mercy of Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, carrying with him Braja and his Bhagavatam, he had come. And suddenly there was this Hare Krishna movement all over the world. And there he was in front of Gornitai addressing the devotees on his arrival. And this is very, very short. Please listen. I don't have anything to hand you so you can read along. So please listen carefully. Let's see if the right thing comes up. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind because he's just experienced this.
Parama Karuna Pahadvi Gana, two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Nitananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're very kind. They have appeared just to reclaim the fallen soul of this age. So, more kind than Krishna. Krishna, he is also very kind. He comes to deliver, but Krishna demands the first of all surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not demand surrender. He is so kind. So, etc.
So, coming in touch, there was a temple room with hundreds of devotees in it. Devotees had come from all over the United States at that time to see Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was so touched by the mercy that he wasn't thinking, I have done this. Look what I have done, I have spread the Hare Krishna movement all over the world. Rather, he just came in touch with, look what Mahaprabhu has done. He's so kind. And Prabhupada melted. So what was his desire? He said, you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so kind. He doesn't even demand as a prerequisite for bhakti, as Krishna does. The prerequisite for bhakti is saranagati, surrender. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada saying, doesn't even demand that, so take shelter of him and be happy in his shelter. And Prabhupada is so deeply moved because he's experienced and experiencing the shelter, the kindness of Mahaprabhu. So in Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu is really our hope. Because he's over, his heart is melted completely. It's so soft in the mood of Srimati Radharani, whose heart is completely melted always. Prabhupada said that she is Krishna's compassion. Put a flower in the hand of Srimati Radharani and said, please give this to your Krishna. And Srimati Radharani's mood is, oh, your devotee has come. Much better devotee than me. This is the heart of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. That mood. And we can access that mood through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Rupa Goswami is presenting his worshipable deity to all the devotees. Giving something so magnanimously. You don't even have to surrender, but just take shelter of him. Make him your hope, Nityan Gaur. No qualifications. Just, we are dependent on your mercy. Here's a song that I found. I say I found it because I never had heard it before, and I won't really attempt to sing it, but Sri Radha Raman has disappeared. Oh, could you just... This is by Vasudev Ghosh, a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he personally was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw and experienced everything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing and what his, and had done. I'll just read a little of the Bengali and then we'll read the English. Yadi gora na hoito tabe ki hoito kemoni daritamde radha madhi mahima prema rasa sima jagate janato ke. Very poetic. If Lord Gauda had not appeared as the Yuga avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha. So now everyone walks around, Radhe, 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 Jai Sri Radhe. But before Mahaprabhu and before the Goswamis were in Vrindavan, no one knew about Radharani. And it was a struggle to establish the deity of Srimati Radharani with Krishna. So now these things that we take for granted in one sense, this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world. Now everyone in every part of the world, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Everywhere, not even just in Braja anymore. So no one would have known even. No one would have known the limits of loving mellows, and that's Srimati Radharani, the full expression of love for Krishna, Ladini Shakti Asmat, Mahabhav. No one would have known the glories of Sri Radha. But is that all? Only knowing? Is only knowing and only knowledge the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The second verse. Madhura Vrinda Vipina Madhuri Pravesha Chatura Sar Braja Yuvati Bhavera Bhakati Shakti Hoitokar. Who would have had the power to render ecstatic devotional service that follows in the footsteps of the damsels of Braja? Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja gopis is a prerequisite for entering the supremely sweet forest of Vrindadevi. So to enter into this realm, one needs the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shakti Sancharila. Rupa Goswami got that to describe Rasa Tattva, and everyone needs that Shakti, the empowerment, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enter. Second, very important gift, and that's what Prabhupada was saying, take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will get the power to serve. And ultimately that service, we can perform service in this world, and we can perform seva in this world, and ultimately, as we mature, we'll perform seva devotional service there. Because that's what Vrindavan is. It's all about service. It's all about devotional service. It's all about loving service. Service offered for the pleasure of those who can please Krishna, who know the heart of Krishna, who are completely attuned with the desires of those who are those who please Krishna. Gopi Bharta Parakamalayo Dasa Dasa Das. He continues, "Oh, please sing again and again of the glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga. Just try to keep your heart simple." What is the opposite of having a simple heart? Crookedness. Jiva Goswami says that crookedness, the hypocrisy of the heart, is a product of offenses. Just try to keep your heart simple. Simple means this is for you, Krishna, and meaning it fully. Not even one person within this ocean of nescience has ever seen such a magnanimous personality as he. And then Vasugos concludes, "Even though I chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasugosha's heart. Simplicity of heart, he says. Just keep your heart simple and glorify Lord Gauranga. Do service, devotional service, and be happy. Straightforward, guileless, sincere, not devious or crooked. More glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from two sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now please listen closely, and if you can, write down gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you hear as they're described. And we will get an idea of how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is and what we can do, we ourselves can do, to access that mercy. Vasu Ghosh has given us one or two ideas of what we can do. Keep our hearts simple. Very important. Glorify Lord Gauranga. But there are other things we can do too. Let us hear what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says about Lord Gauranga. During his previous pastimes in Vrindavan, Lord Krishna desired to enjoy three different types of ecstasy. But despite great endeavor, he could not taste them. Such ecstasies are the property, the monopoly of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in order to taste these ecstasies, Sri Krishna accepted the position of Srimati Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those three different ecstasies that Krishna himself wanted to relish were to relish rasa from the position of Srimati, to understand his own sweetness, his own attractiveness, which is tasted only and experienced only by Srimati Radharani, and to enjoy the bliss that Srimati Radharani tastes. Those three Krishna was attracted to. Then, by personally tasting the mellows of love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his direct disciples the process. He personally tasted, and thus he taught. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a wealthy capitalist who possesses the touchstone of love of God. And not considering whether one is a proper or an improper recipient, he gives his treasure to anyone and everyone. Thus he is the most munificent. Such topics are not to be discussed freely, because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But unto one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown his mercy. How? Because his understanding means he's already been given the association of the servant of one of his servants. We need association. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of all jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. And whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all the devotees. This book is for all the devotees. If one ki adbhuta chaitanya charitita yeba nahi buje keha sunete sunete seha ki adbhuta chaitanya charita krishne upajibe priti janibe rasera riti sunile bada hoya hita. If one does not understand in the beginning but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and between Krishna and the other associates of Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. The second section. All kinds of activities, both shubh and ashubh, auspicious, inauspicious, are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna, and they are actions of the darkness of ignorance. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna, and loving devotion to Sri Krishna is exhibited in pure love. And loving devotion to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through the congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. The sun and the moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates, but these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. Oh, so often my heart in its inner core feels to be filled with the darkest of ignorance. No happiness, no Krishna consciousness, no bliss, ignorance. But these two brothers dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And thus, by their mercy, thus they help one meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They help us meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, the persons or things in relationship. Bhagavata means persons or things in relationship to the personality of Godhead. They give us two Bhagavatas. One of the Bhagavatas is the great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee who is absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. Dvi Bhagavata Dwar Dia Bhakti Ras Tanhara Ride Tanra Prema Haya Vas. Dvi, these two Bhagavatas, Dwara Diya Bhakti Ras, by giving devotional service, Bhakti Ras, devotional inspiration, They infuse the heart, shakti sancharila. They infuse the heart with devotional inspiration. I want to serve, I want to love Krishna. Tanhara, ridde, in the heart of the devotee. And by this, prem, hayavas, he becomes under their control. I'll read the translation. Through the actions of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. This is what we are longing for. We struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle, and we want mercy, causeless mercy, unlimited munificence, whether we are deserving or not. And so many of the ways that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers these things are being given here. Prabhupada once said in a lecture in Los Angeles in 1968, the sun is shining, but if we go in our room and close the curtains, what can the sun do? Through the actions of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. And thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously, and the other wonder is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. These two, the sun and the moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal. Prabhupada explains in his purport that there are five kinds of ignorance that are removed from the inner core of the heart. First, accepting the body as me, as myself. Oh, do I need that ignorance removed from the core of my heart? Making material sense gratification one's standard of enjoyment. Being in anxiety due to material identification. Lamenting and thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eradicate these five kinds of ignorance. Let us therefore, this is the concluding verse, Se dvi prabhura kore charana vandan yaha hoite vigyanasa abhishta puran. Let us therefore worship the holy feet of these two lords. Thus one can be rid of all the difficulties on the path of self-realization. There was quite a list in there, actually. Tangible, practical. So when Sri Rupa read the verse, Anarpitam Chirim Charat, all the devotees present so greatly appreciated this verse that they expressed their gratitude to Sri Rupa Goswami for his transcendental recitation. Ramananda Roy inquired, "Now we move on. How have you introduced the assembly of players?" Because Mahaprabhu has brought them to hear something of Rupa Goswami's drama. "How have you introduced the players?" And Rupa Goswami replied, in a technical way, because Ramananda Roy is asking, the players assemble at a suitable time under the heading of Pravartaka. That's called the introduction of the players. It's very, very structured Sanskrit drama. And there are different ways, five different varieties of introduction of the players, and one, and that's called Amukha, how the players are introduced. And this one is called Pravartaka, which Prabhupada explains in the purport, is according to a specific time. When the entrance of the actors is set in motion by the arrival of a suitable time, the entrance is called Pravartaka. Now, what I would like to do at this point is read the introduction. Should I do it? Well, you don't have that one yet. So I'll do that. And there's... It's not long. Is it possible for me to stand up and do it? Without holding this? And when you're ready, we can... I want to stand. Well, whether I want to stand or not, I'm going to do it anyway.
Because I sit all day long and I don't get any exercise.
Now I'm going to get exercise. Could I take this off and...
Well, there's a...
fly?
Recorders.
Okay. No. Okay. I'll have to do it with this alone. Now, this is the introduction. And this is Rupa Goswami, this topmost devotee, giving the introduction. And you recognize the two verses that we've already read. I'll just read the English, but you'll recognize the Sanskrit as well, because these verses are actually in the dramas. This is the first verse. And this is Rupa Goswami's benediction to everyone. May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world, and may they nullify everyone's unwanted desires. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like shikharini, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They are so sweet. They overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And then he offers his obeisances to his worshipable Lord. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your hearts. He is resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of Madhurya Ras, conjugal love. Then the narrator comes on. This is a drama. Why speak so many words? Gentlemen, gentlemen, please hear me. Last night, Bhagawan, Lord Shiva, who had come in the role of a devotee, he spoke to me in a dream. And he said, the narrator is Rupa Goswami, "Oh, Rupa Goswami, O expert writer of plays, this delightful place near Keshi Tirtha on the slope of Govardhan Hill. This grove on the bank of the Jamuna River is very pleasant. Isn't it pleasant? And it's full of many fragrant and beautiful flowers. At this moment, eager to see the forest of Vrindavan, the advanced devotees, who are expert at relishing the mellows of devotional service, they have all come here. Devotees whose hearts are filled with love for Nanda's son, who is the crown jewel of all youths, and who is decorated with many new lotus flowers, who is playful like a maddened cuckoo, who is the first teacher of perfect flute players, and who is an ocean with the sharks of the gopis' hearts play. They have come here because of their expertise and desire to hear his pastimes. And the devotees here are all very fortunate. Here, the gopis search for Krishna. And there, by the circle of the Yamuna, by the shore, they enjoyed the rasa dance. And hearing these pastimes of Gokul's master, they weep, they roll on the ground, and they somehow pass their days. Burning in separation from Lord Mukunda, these devotees are about to give up their lives. Oh, Rupa Goswami, Lord Shiva said, please protect them. Please give them a little of the nectar river of Lord Mukunda's pastimes. But Shiva said, my mercy will give you the power to do so. In this way, Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the universe, spoke, and I will now obey his order. This is the introduction to the drama. Then the assistant narrator comes on. Oh, master, having heard the prologue of your new play named Vidagdha Madhava, the actors who are waiting off stage now ask permission to enter. Narrator, Rupa Goswami says, dear student, are the costumes ready? Then they can enter. Then Rupa Goswami looks at the audience. Although the poetry of my play is not very beautiful, still the wise will take delight in it, for it bears the fragrant scent of Lord Hari. What wise man will not bow his head and respectfully drink well water that has washed a Shalagram Shila? The assistant narrator says, O master, please give us beautiful and elegant speeches, for this audience is so learned that it will criticize the demigods. What to speak of us actors if we don't speak well? The narrator, Rupa Goswami, says, dear student, why speak in this frivolous way? After all, ignoring their own welfare, the people in this audience are concerned only for the well-being of others. Although they are wealthy, they are well-educated, they are born in exalted families, they are all very humble. And when they hear themselves glorified, they become embarrassed, as if they had sinned. All glories to the delightful virtues of this saintly audience. Then he looks at all the corners of the audience. And he says in a loud and cheerful voice, O dear devotees of Krishna, who is the lion of the gopis, beginning to walk on the path of the shameless, a certain actor wishes to say something to you. Who are the spiritual masters, wise in the true religion of worshipping the Lord? Please forgive this rash and arrogant person. He bows down to the audience.
and looks in a certain direction.
O learned devotees, I am by nature ignorant and low. And although it is from me that the Vidagdha Madhava has come, it is still filled with the descriptions of the transcendental attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Therefore, will not such a literature bring about the attainment of the highest goal of life? Although its wood may be ignited by a low-class man, fire can nevertheless purify gold. Although I am very low by nature, this book may help cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees. Now, remembering the sweetness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I will show the sweetness of this drama. And then Rupa Goswami folds his hands. May the Supreme Lord, whose form is eternal, who is supremely sweet and supremely charming, who stays in the glorious forests and groves of the Vrindavan forests, who is a limitless ocean of mercy, and whose heart delights in his Vraja pastimes, may he always be pleased with me. Then the assistant narrator says, look, Master, look. The devotees now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord and are therefore highly advanced. And this work named Vidagdha Madhava depicts the characteristic pastimes of the Lord. It is decorated with poetic ornaments, and the inner grounds of the forest of Vrindavan provide a suitable platform for the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, I think that the pious activities of persons like us who have tried to advance in devotional service, we have tried. They are now attaining their maturity. Please hurry, he says, the assistant narrator says to Rupa Goswami, distribute the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. Let the drama begin. Rupa Goswami says, dear student, I proceed very slowly because I fear the harsh words of persons who do not like the nectar of the Lord's pastimes. The assistant narrator says, Master, please give up this caution because persons who know how to taste nectar will be delighted by your play, and persons who know nothing about nectar will ignore it. On their own accord, camels avoid the mango trees that delight the poetic pika birds. So the hearts of the audience will be filled with wonder. Let the play begin. The narrator says, student, look, look. Springtime has arrived, and the full moon of that season, the season of spring, inspired the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete in everything, with new attraction and new desire to meet beautiful Srimati Radharani at night to increase the beauty of their pastimes. Then from off stage,
O King of Actors, how did your ear become decorated with the flower that is the secret of this drama? The secret that I will arrange the meeting of Radha and Krishna.
It's a secret. Did you hear that voice? Was that saintly Purnamasi speaking? Look, look. Wearing a blue cloth, her hair white, splendid like the goddess Savitri, and accompanied by a friend, Purnamasi,
who is Narada's disciple and Sandipani Muni's mother, now leaves Nanda's palace and slowly walks on the street. Let us see if the actors are already in their costumes. That's the introduction. We're going to sit down. Now, we'll read some, we'll continue in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you'll recognize some of the verses. Because we already, the first verse, we recognize the opening verse, the Nandi Sloka, introducing the glories of Krishna's pastimes. The second verse is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Arpitam Charam Charat. And then the question is, how have you introduced the assembly of players? And Rupa Goswami says, by Pravartika, a time, a particular time has come and the players come. So here was that verse. Springtime had arrived, and the full moon of that season inspired the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was complete in everything, with new attraction to meet the beautiful Srimati Radharani at night to increase the beauty of their pastimes. Ramananda Roy said, please recite the Parochana portion so that I may hear and examine it. And Rupa replied, Parochana means what techniques have you used to inspire the audience to hear? So what is going to inspire the audience to hear? And Rupa Goswami says, I think that the desire to hear of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Parochana. That is what is going to inspire everyone. And here's the verse. Perhaps we can... This is the inspiration, what Rupa Goswami considered the inspiration that will cause everyone's ears to open up like the ears of calves when they hear the flute of Krishna become like cups. The devotees now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Personality and therefore they are highly advanced. This work, named Vidagdha Madhava, depicts the characteristic pastimes of Lord Krishna with decorations of poetic ornaments. And the inner grounds of Vrindavan provide a suitable platform for the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, I think the pious activities of persons like us who have tried to advance in devotional service have now attained maturity. O learned devotees, I am by nature ignorant and low, and even though it is from me that the Vidagdha Madhava has come, nevertheless it is filled with descriptions of the transcendental attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, will not such a literature bring about the attainment of the highest goal of life? Although its wood may be ignited by a low-class man, fire can nevertheless purify gold. Although I am very low by nature, this book may help cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees. Then, Ramananda Roy inquired from Rupa Goswami about the cause of the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis, such as purvarag, previous attachment. What causes to bring them together? What transforms their love? So what's going to happen? And I think we should continue tomorrow. And tomorrow we can have more readings from Vidagdha Madhava and later on from Lalita Madhava. And we shall hear this wonderful presentation of Braja. This, again, is the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the path that we have heard about, including hearing the pastimes of the Lord, are aspects of that path to bring us to Braja. So tomorrow we shall continue. And we are ending actually on time. Wait a second, you're not supposed to say that. We won't let you come on stage tomorrow. Very good. Very good. Okay, thank you very much. You all listened very attentively. Such a wonderful, pure-hearted, devotional audience who has the pastimes of Krishna already dancing in their hearts. And Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Sisi Gaur Nithai ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Braj Raj Duli ki jai.